Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's the B Morning Coffee Club at 92.5 WBEE. See in red, that is Dustin Lynch. Good morning, 8:51. We have 51 degrees and sunshine. We may see some clouds today with a high of 68. And we are currently most honored to have Sheriff Todd Baxter with us today. Thank you so much for giving us some time, but also for doing such an amazing job, you and your entire department this past weekend. Man, you were certainly calmed my fears.
Thank you. That's very kind. And, you know, not just us, the state police, the RPD, and then every town police department had staff available to us. And I said it the other day, that's because this community loves the city of Rochester. We always say one team, but it means more than just, you know, one team of law enforcement. We are one team as a community. And when the suburbs are sending police officers in to help in the city because they don't like to see the looting, they don't like to see the destruction and the carnage, that's a beautiful thing, I think. And I think that's another statement that people need to see. But I appreciate the kind words towards me. But I'm blessed to have great people. You know that.
Well, Sheriff Baxter, it's great to see such a unified message on Saturday. When you get a situation like Saturday night, when, as you said, so many different police agencies are involved, the city, the suburbs, state police, the Monona County Sheriff's Deputy, who leads the plan? Who says this is what we're going to do? Because, you know, there has to be one leader through all this.
Yeah, most often we call it a unified command. So if something like this kicks off or the city would need support, it'll be a unified command. At the top, it'll be between myself and Chief Singletary, but obviously we got the real people working underneath us at deputy chief levels and commander levels that are really taking care of the nuts and bolts of coordination, communication, and cooperation, getting the resources in the right place, having operational plans, checking the status of your people, moving on intelligence as it's coming in. You know, we don't want redundancy. We don't want redundancy in forces and things like that. And so there's a lot of coordination. But the beautiful thing is that, you know, I grew up in the RPD. My undersheriff did. These guys have always worked together. So communication is naturally there between our organizations. So I basically, to answer your question, we try and take care of the countywide issues and resources and state police resources that come in and try and coordinate some of those. But sometimes those state police resources go right to the RPD also. So we'll kind of take the helm on one side, and the RPD will take the helm on the other, and we do this thing called Unified Command.
Sheriff Todd Baxter joins us, Monroe County Sheriff. We're going to have the opportunity to talk with Rochester Police Chief Rod Singletary in about 15 minutes or so. Yeah. This is a question that a lot of people are wondering. How do you know that the folks that you were looking for, the 11 people who are on our WBEE.com site, 11 specific people, how do you know that they were what is being called outsiders?
Yeah. You know, when people said they want to take that word, right, that outsiders, and improve it. And I initially, my talking point that day was this protest, this peaceful protest, this First Amendment right was hijacked. That's the word I specifically used. It was you could see it being hijacked, right? There's people protesting. They're going across downtown. They're chanting. They have signs. And they're protesting. We see it every day in America. And then where does that turn into a mob mentality? And then into a riotous situation. And you watch the videos. You can see those are not protesters, you know, protesting their disgust, if you will, or angst against law enforcement. Those are people grabbing Molotov cocktails or lighting cars on fire. Those are people that are intentionally inciting riots. I watched people, go into the Civic Center Plaza and hide in the bushes, and then start throwing firecrackers towards the crowd. You know, is that a protest, or is that a protest being hijacked? And we know the psychology of protest. We talk about things in the academy all the way back in those days to now about the psychology of crowds and how they grow and how they turn from a crowd into a mob, from a mob into a riot. And what it takes is agitators and people to incite it. And then you get the crowd mentality where everybody follows that. And that's exactly what we've seen occur. That was my eyes. So that's what I was trying to say. This was hijacked. This protest was hijacked by agitators, and those were from the outside of the norm of what they were trying to get done. And there, geographically, I don't know. We're going to figure that out during the investigation. You can see the pictures all over social media right now, and RPD is going to do a great job of apprehending every one of those guys, I would assume. And with their prisoner data report comes back with their home addresses, not what I was trying to get out. I was trying to get out that the protest was hijacked by outsiders of what the cause was. I don't know where they live. I couldn't tell you they had a mask on. That wasn't the point. It's funny we're spending so much time talking about that part as opposed to who burned down part of our city.
Right.
You know, and we got to be a little pissed off at those people and concentrating on them and getting them, to, you know, getting them where they belong. And that's in my jail, we hope.
Todd, you saw firsthand, because I watched you standing behind her both addresses when Mayor Lovely Warren nip this in the bud. She turned on that microphone and she said exactly what all of us were thinking. And I'm sure you agreed with everything that she said as far as this will not happen and we will take this city back.
Yeah, and that's what you've seen occur last night. The show of force, and not only in the city, you wouldn't believe the calls in the suburbs. And we did have some small looting in the suburbs, very small. On Saturday night, this was a very mobile group. We're talking after the sun sets. So, you know, even at press conference, the sun was still up. And we know these changes, it's the quiet before the storm. We've done this a million times from the crowd control standpoint. Yeah, we got the calm before the storm, and when that sun sets, the whole thing changes. And what you've seen is a very mobile group, you know, moving around doing these lootings, and some hit the suburbs. So last night, the presence is where I was trying to go with the presence in the city. The presence in the suburbs and the locking down of our industrial, or excuse me, our different geographic areas in the suburbs, like shopping malls and things like that, there was quite a force. And then we started really pulling, the curfew came into play last night. And, we started using the curfew to our advantage to get people to go home. So we know that good, innocent people are home and safe right now, and people that are out and about may be causing mischief.
We have a new text line number at 222-WBEE, and, you know, we get tips ourselves. Apparently, the lion that you're looking for from the Central Park Zoo is at Highland Park enjoying the lilacs right now, if y'all want to go get him.
That was the most – so I was literally just down the street when that call came in. I was absolutely – I was annoyed because we didn't think about that. Like, oh, can you imagine if these anarchists got into the zoo and actually let – I was mad we didn't think about it, so I'm there. And, obviously we're getting bad intel. How that story came in was absolutely hilarious when we look at it from behind now. But the point, I looked at all the troops when we got there. I go, whatever we do, we're not shooting a draft. Everybody got that? We're not shooting a draft. He can walk down St. Paul, eat all the trees he wants to eat, but we are not. You'll never recover from that, guys.
They shot April.
You gotta, in all that chaos of Saturday night, you got to have some levity, and we all just sit there and look at each other like, right, really, the lion's back in, but the giraffe is loose now. That's what was coming over our radios, and we're pulling up.
Monroe County Sheriff Todd Baxter. Hopefully, there'll be no need for a curfew tonight. Again, thank you for the unified message with the RPD and the state police. And, it felt, as Terry said earlier, it felt good. It felt soothing to hear you and the police chief and the mayor and everybody else speaking on Saturday and yesterday too. I mean, what an outpouring of folks who were willing to get out there and start cleaning up. You know, yeah.
What a statement that was. That was way louder. That was a great statement. I think that's what people need to resonate on as they sit back and go, "Yeah, some bad stuff happened, and the fact is we can't tolerate it. And the fact is we will try and arrest every one of those looters. We'll try and arrest every one of those agitators. But what really came out was 2,000 people showing up over at Frontier Field and going 100%. Into the wash. That's incredible.
If there are more, projects that you need help with, we would love to help you get the word out. So please just keep that in mind, because we're your platform.
That's awesome. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Monroe County Sheriff Todd Baxter, thanks for the work that you and your men and women do. You don't get enough credit often, but you know that you always have a lot of credit here at WBEE. We love the work that you guys do. Thanks for taking some time with us today.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
God bless you.
Waking you up in New York State's most beautiful city.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.